USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a surprise turnaround, it looked like a horse named Maximum Security won the Kentucky Derby. But that's not what happened.
They disqualified it.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby with Flavia and Pratt at 65-1.
With those odds, someone made a bundle. The call, courtesy of NBC Sports. Maximum Security was disqualified for interfering with other horses. Illinois officials say one person is dead and two others are missing in an explosion and fire at a chemical plant. The rescue and recovery teams are shoring up the damaged building so they can safely continue their work. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A helicopter crashed into the Chesapeake Bay at around 12:30 p.m. local time. In Maryland, Scott Wheatley with Queensland County Emergency Services says there was a clear debris field.
There's a report of two souls on board, but at this time, nothing has been recovered.
Dive teams are working around Kent Island where the chopper went down. 16 federal investigators are at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida to determine why a plane slid off a runway into a river. Roof Landsberg is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
We're here to begin the investigation of the Miami Air International crash. We'll be looking at the human aspects, which includes the flight crew and the cabin crew. We'll be looking at the machine, that'll be the aircraft itself. And then finally, the environment, which would include the airport, the weather, and air traffic control.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of Berkshire Hathaway shareholders spent the weekend in Omaha, Nebraska for the annual meeting with billionaire Warren Buffett. More from USA's Rick Vincent in Omaha.
Shareholders stood in line wrapped around the convention center hoping to get a view of one of the richest people in the world.
I'm a first timer. I have one share.
It's always exciting to come across Warren.
It was fantastic. It's always wonderful to see an American icon.
Buffett was asked about the political scene and talk of moving toward socialism.
I don't think the country will go into socialism in 2020 or in 2040 or 2060.
Before the event even began, news broke of Berkshire Hathaway reporting a big jump in first quarter earnings to the tune of $23 billion.
The Pentagon has released its annual report on China. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Pentagon says China has launched icebreakers and civilian research stations in Iceland and Norway as precursors for a fleet of nuclear-armed submarines in the Arctic region, as it has a goal of becoming a near-Arctic state by the midpoint of this century. It says Chinese ground, naval, air, and missile forces are increasingly able to project power and contest U.S. military superiority in the region. And the report warns Chinese citizens will use coercion and blackmail to advance their nation's interests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.